Yo, today's QOD is the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. We got Les Brown on the show kicking off the week, and today he's going to remind us that life can get difficult. Things can get really hard, but that's how we grow. That's how we break through barriers and limitations in our lives. And it reminds me of one of my philosophies on life. Not little by little, a little becomes a lot. But one that I learned from a book about Steph Curry, and it's to make difficult normal. If you can make difficult normal, you will live an incredible life. You will achieve things and accomplish things that, you know, you never really imagined, because you're willing to go through the hard times. You're willing to navigate the obstacles, and you're willing to do things that other people aren't willing to do. And that's how you'll get results that they never get. Les Brown, he is coming up.
Next step is, not only is it possible and necessary, and it's you to live your dream, to make this greatness that you have within you become a reality, but what I've come to appreciate when you're working on changing your life, changing some bad habit, getting out of addictive situations or relationships, or working to build a dream or making a difference in our society, or learning something that's very challenging. Here's what I realize, ladies and gentlemen, and develop a great deal of respect for. It's hard. Easy is not an option. It's hard living. Life is hard. See, it's hard when you are 49 years old, been working on a job for 17 years, and they come in and tell you, you're finished, and give you 1 week severance pay. And you got to start all over again. It's hard when you are married and raising children and your children are crawling and your husband dies unexpectedly. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard when you're working on something and you put everything you have in it, and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. It was rough when I lost my job, and I could not find a job. It was humiliating and embarrassing, borrowing money, and then I couldn't pay the money back when I told them I would. That's rough. How people look at you, how they respond to you. It's very hard. It's humiliating. Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life, that you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Have you ever happened to you? Raise your hand. Has it ever happened to you that I couldn't understand it then? But after I got through it, then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things. That as you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender and say, okay, all right. I cooperate. Okay, I learned. Okay. It had to wear me out a long time. So if it's hard, then do it hard. Now, how do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times? Les, you must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action. You've got to keep moving and keep plugging away. I can see people coming out talking to a guy out there watering and fertilizing the ground that's not showing anything. Hey, what you doing? You've been out here a long time, man. And the conversation in the neighborhood is, you growing a Chinese bamboo tree, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see ain't nothing showing. You know that's how people gonna do you? So how long you been working on this? How long have you been working on your dreams? And you have nothing to show? This is all you got to show? People gonna do that to you. And some people, ladies and gentlemen, they stop. Because they don't see instant results. It doesn't happen quickly. They stop. Oh, no. You got to keep on watering your dream. And when it began to happen, they stopped laughing. They said, look. Whoa, look here. Hey, man, you know, I know you could do it. Look, you got a job here? See, during those hard times, we didn't know how you're going to make payroll during those times when you fail and things didn't work out. They were nowhere to be found. But know what I discovered? When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You know it was hard, but you did it hard.
That was Les Brown kicking off the week. His website is lesbrown.com. You can check out today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called It's Possible, Les Brown's Greatest Hits. All right, my friend, that is it for me. If you want ad-free episodes, you know what to do. Go to the App Store, download the Stitcher app, join Stitcher Premium, and listen to the show commercial-free for as little as $2.99. a month. Also, pick up your QOD merch. I love the little by little t-shirts, the LXL hats and beanies. Also, we have hoodies and mugs in there. So appreciate you picking up your merch at QODmerch.com and follow me on Instagram @SeanCroxton. I'm out. Have an amazing day. Peace.